Cree, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Welcome to Voyage for the 3rd of July. Here we are into July, and it's interesting. As we were driving here this morning, you suddenly realize that Winnipeg in July is a different place than in June. It's not just that school is out, which is, of course, the case, but I think a lot of people are on holidays or whatever. The traffic is totally different in July than it is up until then. So however your July has started and however it is planned to continue, welcome to you. My name is Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear, as is the case here every week, some of the best in the world of jazz, both current and a nod in the history section as well. I hope that you can stay tuned. Sort of a cloudy day today. I wasn't quite sure what to, if it's sort of a sunglasses and raincoat day or whatever, but that's been the pattern around here in the last few days. Yesterday afternoon on Keniston Boulevard, I was caught in the absolute most amazing 15 minutes of downpour I've seen in an awfully long time. You could barely see 50 feet ahead of the car. I had my headlights on. People were driving with their flashers on. In about 3 minutes, the water was up to the curb. I never seen anything like it. So let's hope for a little bit of dry, warm weather coming up. But in between and betimes, let's have some jazz to warm you up and to make you smile. Quick run through of what the program's going to look like today, and then I'll go back in more detail for each of the artists. Starting with John Gordon, who is a New Yorker currently in the University of Manitoba Jazz Program with a great new album. Following that, trumpeter Natsuki Tamura and drummer Jim Black with a duet album called Nat Jim. That's the original. Then pianist Daniel Yankee, which is a Canadian from way up north, and I'll talk a bit about him later on too. Then the violinist that is now just known by the single name Maudney, with a fascinating album with a very complex concept, which I'll talk a bit about a little later on, confusing probably both you and me in the process. Anyhow, following that, trumpeter Ron Miles with just a brand new release of an album recorded a few years ago, because Miles died a few years ago. And this is a new album, very, very pretty, actually. Following that, leader Anthony Brinker with a new album with his group. And the album is called Songs My Mum Liked. There you go. Following that, my historical segment, which is trumpeter Clifford Brown today. I'll talk a bit more about Clifford. What an incredible talent. And if he had only lived a little longer, he died at age 25 in a car crash. I'll talk about him later, too. After that, the Mike Holober Gotham Jazz Orchestra, which is, yes, so just exactly what you would expect. Then the Canadian group called Bellbird, which was here at least briefly in one of the late night venues at the Jazz Festival a couple of weeks ago. But Bellbird is really very fine album. Group and an album called Root in Tandem that I really like. If there's time after that, and there should be some, it'll be a pianist Chris Davis, Canadian born now, sort of taken New York by storm, live at the Village Vanguard in New York, and that'll be the end of the show. There's the general outline. Hope you can stay tuned until 1 o'clock. I should explain, we also stream live at ckuw.ca, so you can be listening or can listen on your device as well as in your conventional radio receiver. And we also sort of have all our programs archived there as well. If you go to ckuw.ca, follow the link to the program of your choice, and you'll have a way to check out what's been happening when you weren't able to listen. So there you go. John Gordon, and I'm really uncomfortable because I've never met this man, and it's J-O-N, and that can be pronounced John or Yon, depending on your cultural background and your what you prefer. And I haven't had a chance to ask him which he prefers or seen it written down anywhere. So anyhow, here's Mr. Gordon, as I mentioned, a saxophonist, plays alto mainly, but also soprano, from New York, and now with the University of Manitoba Jazz Program, and has a brand new album called 7th Avenue South, which relates to the fact that in that area of New York, way down in 7th Avenue, there were a whole bunch of jazz venues in the day. Some of them are probably still there, but places like Sweet Basil and obviously the Village Vanguard is there as well. And it was where he sort of became alive to the fact that this is some of the things that he wanted to be involved in. And this is sort of a tribute, thank you, reference to 7th Avenue in South in New York City. The personnel here are largely current or former University of Manitoba Jazz Program grads, and a lot of these names you'll probably recognize. Jonathan Challoner on trumpet and Walter Smith III on tenor, Alan Ferber on trombone, John Ellis on bass clarinet, Jocelyn Gould guitar, she sings too, actually. Will Bonas on piano, Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Ratnelli on drums, Joanna Mayoko on voice on one of them, and Aaron Propp on a couple of tracks. There's a choir as well on some of the tracks as sort of vocalese. And if I'm really being honest, I don't think it works all that well, but that's just my ear, not anybody else's. However, this is, on balance, this is a really fine album. These folks really know what they're doing. So from 7th Ave South, I'm going to play three tracks. First one is called Visit, and then a very brief intro into a track called Spark. Here's John Gordon and the band from a largely Winnipeg-based from 7th Avenue South, which is not Winnipeg-based. Here is Visit. Thank you. That's a very neat album, and it's local to boot. So there you go. John Gordon from with a lot of his pals from our former students at the University of Manitoba Jazz Program, and a couple of other people kicked in there too. But John Gordon, the album is called 7th Ave South, a reference to that section in Greenwich Village, which had a lot of very well-known jazz venues over the years, some of which are still there. The icon in that area, of course, being the Vanguard, the Village Vanguard. But he was inspired by that area and by the music coming out of it, and look where it's led him. And our great benefit here is that it led him from New York to Winnipeg, and his leadership is obviously not just in the classroom. He can take it right to the recording studio as well. John Gordon. Excellent. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Streamed live at CKUW, archived there as well at CKUW.ca, I should say. And you can catch up on former shows or just keep listening on your device or whatever you wish. Anyhow, however and whenever you are listening to this, it could be weeks from now, I suppose, I'm delighted that you took the time to check us out. Moving on now to a fascinating duet album with trumpeter Natsuki Tamura and drummer Jim Black. Both of them are I guess, the closest to what more a conventional sound is the drummer. Natsuki Tamura uses a lot of sort of breathe-in stuff and other arcane bits of audio on his trumpet as well. And, of course, their electronics and everything. A duet album often sounds a lot more than that if you add the effects that are now sort of de rigueur in the jazz world. The album is called Nat Jim, just the first letters of their names. And it is on the Libra label. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The playlists are sort of, well, whatever. They're in pairs often. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Quiet City, and the next one is called Noisy City. Well, you can decide whether or not they're well-named. Here's trumpeter Natsuki Tamura and drummer Jim Black with two tracks from the album called Nat Jim. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
There you go. I don't imagine very many trumpet teachers would say that that's exactly how a trumpet should be played, but Natsuki Tamura can play just about anything he wants, and there's all sorts of sonic experimentation in his work. That was a duet album with drummer Jim Black, two tracks from that album called Nat Jim. Interesting stuff. It's 10:35 Central Time on a sort of a cloudy morning in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. I'm Keith Black. This program today, I mean, it's probably the pattern, I guess, for most of my shows, but there is a huge variety in the music today. I mean, from way out to way in, if you will, and from what you just heard, a change of pace with pianist Daniel Yankee, who is from the Yukon and was on a residency in France, I guess a year or two ago, when he met bassist Basile Racola from Spain and Ariel Tessier from France. Apparently that trio performed in Europe while he was there on a residency and discovered that they had some chemistry, and that led to this album. It's really neat. So it's an international trio, but led by a Canadian from the Yukon. The album title references the album title is it's called Available Light, and it references the film concept of using only natural light. And Yankee also thinks of the winter light he experiences in the Yukon. Sort of very neat stuff here. It's a very lovely. A lot of compositions are his. And a couple of covers as well, and it the music reflects his interest and his involvements with roots and gospel music, all of that. He does make sounds every now and then. You can hear him sort of in the background. But as I've mentioned before, unlike the wailing of someone like Keith Jarrett that really is annoying, here it's quite endearing, actually. So here is the Daniel Yankee Winter Trio from the album called Available Light. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is Café Bon Temps and then Gospel for Betty. Daniel Yankee. Thank you. Daniel Yankee with two tracks from his lovely album called Available Light, referencing film lighting as well as his birthplace in the Yukon. Neat album there, and very gentle. I mentioned the changing in moods are practically artist to artist today, and that's sort of the fun of this whole thing, right? And here's another example. We're moving from a fairly gentle album there to something by the violinist who now just goes by the name of Modney. Used to be Josh Modney, but now he's just Modney. And his latest album, which is very complicated, I don't have enough science background to really do justice to this, I guess. It's called Ascending Primes, and it refers to the ascending number of prime, the ascending of prime numbers, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, or whatever. And so the music is divided into sort of moving along that same ascending numbers from 2, 3, whatever, with the personnel and exploring what that means in terms of ascending prime numbers. He has an interesting style in effect, because he can be very melodic. But then in a blink of an eye, he's way out in terms of dissonant sort of clashing sound. And it takes a while to get used to that. If you do, and I strongly recommend you give him a chance to communicate with you, following the flurries of sound and lush beauty and all of that going on, there's some incredible music here. There is an awful lot happening, put it that way. Personnel here are from several genres. For example, the jazz musicians include saxophonist Anna Weber, trumpeter Nate Woolley, cornetist Ben Lamar Gay, pianist Corey Smythe, electronics musicians Charmaine Lee and Sam Plutz, drummer Kate Gentile, and several horn players and 7 string players. All playing in the ascending prime concept through the album. And this is really one of those also genre-bending releases. And it's at times, if in fact you haven't had a lot of exposure to this sort of adventurous music, it takes a while to get used to it. It can sound sort of painful and sort of, whoa, what the heck is happening here? All I can tell you is that it's worth the effort to take the time to spend a little bit of time, which is one of the things I try and accomplish in this show over the weeks, to at least expose you to the fact that the jazz concept these days is way, way different than it used to be. And it continues to morph into new and unexpected areas. Here's Modney with two tracks. They're part of a series, Fragmentation and the Single Form, parts 1 and 2. And I think it's the first one is called Source, second one is called Vox. Fragmentation and the Single Form, parts 1 and 2, with Modney from the album Ascending Primes.
Ha 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 ha!